Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're ready.
Ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Garfield and friends.
Today's show is brought to you in color, unless the artists ran out of crayons.
This is an interesting program.
Hey, don't hog the milkshake.
Here, you may have half of this.
Some experts theorize that there is a central gathering place for all the ghosts and goblins of the world, like a big dispatching station.
You were supposed to drink half.
I did. The bottom half. Let's watch something else. This show is dumb. A central dispatching station for ghosts. What a stupid idea.
Where's McCraven?
Right here, sir. I'm still haunting the north side of town.
Good boy. Well, keep scaring people there and,
I object.
What is it, Diablo?
This miserable excuse for a ghost has a prime territory, and he has never once scared so much as a butterfly.
McCraven? Is this true?
Not exactly.
Who was the last person you scared?
Last person? Just last week I almost scared a chihuahua.
This pathetic poltergeist is an insult to every man, woman, and specter among us. He should be fired at once, stripped of his sheet, and I should be given his plum assignment.
McCraven! What do you have to say for yourself?
Please, just one more chance. I can scare somebody. I know I can.
You'd better.
You'll see. I'll do it. Oh, boy. Better find someone I can scare. Maybe something small, like a kitty cat. I think there's one in this house.
Let's see. What do I want? I should leave something for breakfast. Hey, an olive something. Usually this happens after I eat before bed, not during. Would you pass the ketchup?
Aren't you the least bit frightened?
Yes. I'm not sure what this green stuff is I'm eating.
Oh, I'm a failure as a ghost. Oh, I can't even scare a kitty cat.
No, but I can. Watch this.
Poor little ghost. He didn't understand that after John's cooking, it takes a lot to scare me. Like that. Help! Higher quality ghost! Help! Here, take the dog and leave me.
Now, there's still the master of the house to terrorize.
Be at this hour.
Is this John Arbuckle?
Yes.
Oh, I love my job.
But,
But it's true. My house is haunted by a big, ugly ghost.
Oh, right, right, right. Listen, don't be wasting your police department's time with nonsense about ghosts.
He didn't believe me.
Hey, I wouldn't believe a grown man with duckies and horsies on his pajamas. Let me think how to solve this. Maybe I can call the Ghostbusters. Nah, their show is canceled. Oh, you again. Your friend just scared me out of 3 of my 9 lives. Maybe 4.
Ooh. Well, you know, he's not my friend. He took my job.
Yeah, well, he took our house. How are we going to get rid of him?
Oh, the only way I know to get rid of a scary ghost is to outscare him.
Oh, right. Me outscare him. Hey. Wait a minute. You've given me an idea.
I have?
Yeah. I need to check the TV listings.
Now that I've redecorated to make the place more unlivable, I think I'll stay a while. Maybe, 7,000-8,000 years. Oh, goody. Someone else to scare. Oh, it's you. I've already scared you.
Have you had the TV on this morning?
No.
Hurry, my favorite show is on.
That's frightening.
Yeah, isn't it? Change the channel. You should see what's on the All Stupid Game Show channel.
I don't think I want to.
Look at what's on cable.
Get that away from me!
John's new battery-powered TV.
I don't want to look at it! Take that away from me!
There's an infomercial on Channel 23.
Where does a ghost get a job these days? Maybe ruining someone's TV reception.
It's yours. It's all yours. I see why you can't scare these people.
Hey, let's watch the All Binky Channel.
Well, you got your house back, and I got my old job back.
Sure looks that way.
But I still can't scare anyone.
Oh, come on. I'll give you some pointers.
Really?
I don't know exactly what happened, but I'm glad it's all over. And I have a feeling we won't see any more ghosts around.
Well, excuse me, would you like to watch Binky the Clown?
Hey, if he thinks Binky's scary, wait till he sees the 6 o'clock news. Life with John was not normal.
Garfield, I'm going to go down to the mall and tap dance in my underwear with a balloon animal tied to my head and a pineapple in each hand.
Again.
On Monday, I went to dive into my Waller, executing a perfect jackknife. And it would have been splendid, except that Roy had replaced all my mud with frozen vegetable soup. I'm still getting celery out of my ears. Tuesday, Roy disguised himself as a jungle man and told Wade...
Jungle man say wild pumas come, have big teeth, better to eat you with.
Wild pumas! Wild pumas!
Wade has not been seen since. Then this morning, he did the lowest thing yet. He secretly replaced Lanolin's regular coffee with new Fernman's crystals.
Like, what's so low about that, man?
Fernman's makes soap crystals.
Ooh, that is pretty low. You all right, sis?
Of course I'm not all right. That stupid rooster put soap in my coffee.
Roy plays tricks on everyone.
what are we going to do about him?
Well, that's what this meeting is all about.
Are the pumas gone?
Welcome back, Wade. There never were any pumas.
Woohoo! I've got a beachy Keno trick to play on Orson. He'll open this box and whammo! 20 pounds of creamed cauliflower in the face. How can I resist eavesdropping?
Sick of Roy's practical jokes.
Yeah, like I'm sick of Roy's practical jokes too, man.
I'm just sick of Roy.
I feel we should always be forgiving and should always have a sense of humor.
Ah, good old Wade.
I, for one, will laugh a lot when we fire him.
Fire me?
Yep.
Yeah, hey,
let go.
Hold on, everyone. You are not going to fire Roy.
Oh, I knew my good friend Orson would stick up for me.
I'm going to fire him. I'm firing him and hiring another rooster tomorrow.
Even Orson is against me.
You'd really do it?
You'd really get rid of Roy?
No, of course not. I just wish there was a way to teach him a lesson.
Fired, axed, ousted, and after I gave them the best 5 seasons of my life. What am I gonna do? I gotta find another series. I gotta go see my agent. You gotta get me on another cartoon show, Bernie.
Roy, pussycat. Look, I'm in tight with all the boys at the network, and I am telling you, sweetheart, nobody's hiring.
I don't have to do farm humor. I have sides I've never shown. How about this? Teenage Mutant Ninja Rooster.
Very nice. Roy, sweetheart.
How about the Little Mer Rooster?
Roy, Bobala.
How about this? G.I. Roy. I command a squadron of 7,428 toys, each sold separately.
Roy, honey, baby, booby, you're breaking my heart. I'm sorry.
I'm washed up. Might as well go to the old cartoon character's home. Sit on the front porch with Felix the Cat, telling stories of the good old days.
Let's see. Name Roy Rooster. Occupation, cartoon character. Experienced in being hit by pies, falling off cliffs, and having pianos dropped on person.
Waste of time. My career is over.
Well, we seem to have one opening for a cartoon character.
I'll take it, whatever it is.
Well, I should warn you, it's...
Who cares? Just so I'm back on TV. Who needs Orson and his crummy show? Here I am. Here's your new star. What kind of cartoon show is this? No, not you guys.
I'm Bobby Buddy Bear.
I'm Billy Buddy Bear.
I'm Bertie Buddy Bear.
I'm Bear's sister, Daddy Buddy Bear.
And we're the Buddy Bears.
Would you like to be on our cartoon show?
No, you'll drop 16-ton safes on me.
No, my brothers don't do that anymore.
Yes, we promise. We won't drop any 16-ton safes on you.
We don't even have any.
Well, all right then. I'm yours.
Orson, I haven't seen Roy around all day.
Not that any of us are complaining, you know.
He'll turn up. Right now, I want to watch the Buddy Bears.
Let's see what happens when you don't drink your milk.
Drinking my milk.
And I am going to be a bad boy and not drink my milk.
Ginny, I wish I'd drunk my milk.
Remember, kids, drink your milk or someone may drop a piano on you.
Well, at least it wasn't a 16-ton safe.
Our next good habit is to always wash behind your ears. Here is what happens when you don't.
Hello. Just wash behind my ears.
Really? I never wash behind my ears. Wait a minute. I don't have ears. Or for that matter, teeth.
The lesson, kids, is to always wash behind your ears or beware of falling 1988 convertibles.
They're doing the kind of thing to him that he always does to us.
You know, he's right. It is kind of funny.
Our next good habit is to always squeeze the toothpaste from the bottom of the tube.
I don't want to go out there. You'll drop a 16-ton safe on me. I know it's coming.
We gave our word.
You sure?
We promise you, no 16-ton safes.
I always squeeze the toothpaste from the bottom.
I always squeeze it from the top.
I thought you promised not to drop a 16-ton safe on me.
And we didn't. We don't have any.
This is a 27-ton safe.
No!
Gee, looks like Roy left me a present.
Arson, please, you gotta give me my old job back. I'll never play another trick on anybody. I'll never do anything mean to anybody, not even wait. Oh, please, please, please.
All right, Roy. Whatever you want.
I'm back on TV!
What was that all about? Yeah, Roy sounded like you fired him, man.
Well, that's not so. I never fired Roy. But I will now.
In outer space, there are small particles of stone that circulate around the sun. These are known as meteors. When one enters Earth's atmosphere and comes into contact with air, friction causes it to burn up. Sometimes, a small piece lands on Earth and is known as a meteorite. 37 years ago, a farmer came across one such piece of molten metal. He had no idea what it was at first. It was made of the hardest material he'd ever seen.
Ow!
And it was completely inedible. To the farmer, that meant only one thing.
Must be one of them they are fruitcakes.
But what he hadn't noticed was what had happened to everything near the meteorite. Slowly, they seem to come to life. And get ready, folks, because this is another of Garfield's Tales of Scary Stuff. The farmer took the meteorite home, thinking it was a fruitcake. That Christmas, he wrapped it as a gift and presented it to his neighbor, who also thought it was a fruitcake, so she didn't eat it either. Instead, she wrapped it up and mailed it to a relative she didn't like very much, which is what people usually do with fruitcakes. And the relative reacted pretty much the way you'd expect her to.
How lovely! A fruitcake. I give it to someone else.
Over the next 37 years, the meteorite was given as a gift 4,186 times. No one ever tried to eat it. No one ever eats a fruitcake. They just take it and pass it on. But every so often, it took a week or two for someone to find a friend they disliked enough to send a fruitcake. And when that happened, things around the meteorite just sort of came to life. Finally, a week ago Tuesday, a package arrived at the home of John Arbuckle.
Package? For you? Mr. Arbuckle.
Well, thank you. Whoa.
Sounds like either a ton of lead weights or a fruitcake.
Get it off me! Get it off me!
Arbuckle opened the package to discover...
Aunt Edna sent me a fruitcake.
What did you ever do to Aunt Edna? Fruitcake. One of only three foods in the world I won't eat. Raisins and snails.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Now, John Arbuckle was dumb, but he wasn't dumb enough to try eating a fruitcake. Instead, he put it away in the refrigerator. And then he went off to ponder the question everybody ponders when they receive a fruitcake.
Who do I dislike enough to send a fruitcake to?
I don't know why he put it in the refrigerator. Fruitcakes don't spoil. I mean, it's not as if they're food or anything. But he did, and it started to glow. Over the next few hours, things started happening in the refrigerator. Late that night, a quart of low-fat milk decided to make a break for it. In the living room, a handsome cat was sound asleep. So asleep that at first he didn't realize what was happening.
All right, give me your wallet.
I don't have a wallet.
Vince, I'll go someplace else.
I hate it when milk goes bad. Milk goes bad? Odie! The milk carton just ran by. We have to find it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe me? Well, I don't blame you. I wouldn't believe me either. Go back to sleep. I could have sworn I saw the milk carton trying to rob me.
Must have been your imagination.
The ketchup is right. Must have been my imagination. The ketchup is right. The ketchup, it's alive.
Can you help me get my hat off? These things always stick.
And the pickles are alive.
Come on, guys. Let's go to the salad bar.
And the leftover tuna casserole.
Hey, that's the cat that keeps cleaning out our home.
Calm down. Don't flip your lids. This isn't happening to me. Ah, that rib roast from last Tuesday.
That's right. Wrap me in foil and call me a leftover. You'll pay for that.
It's the potato salad!
That's German potato salad to you, and you will stop treating me as a side dish. Mach schnell!
Odie, help! They're chasing me. They're after me. And they're high in cholesterol. To see the entire contents of the refrigerator come to life and mount an attack.
Oh, what is going on here?
Bring him up! Like a bean.
Garfield's being attacked by a bunch of meats and vegetables. I should have known.
It looked like the cat and dog would wind up in the deep freeze. But then, the fabulous feline had a thought. Odie, we're doomed. But I'm entitled to a last meal.
Last meal?
What do you mean?
I think I'd like a sandwich with everything. They ran from the cat in terror, knowing full well there wasn't anything he wouldn't put in a sandwich. They all got away. Even the jar of molasses, which is usually so slow. Arbuckle spent several minutes trying to form whole words. While the cat indicated they should investigate the refrigerator, they found it empty but for one mystical glowing force. And the cat came to a brilliant conclusion. I have a feeling this may not be a fruitcake. A local scientist confirmed that it was a radioactive meteorite with mutation powers that could bring inanimate objects to life. At first, Arbuckle didn't have a clue what to do with it.
What do you think, Garfield?
But the cat, of course, had an idea. They took the meteorite to their local city council, where nothing had moved in over 20 years. Sure enough, within minutes, the meteorite's powers took over. And the city council actually sprang to life and did things.
The important thing is that we realize that time is on our side.
The end? Perhaps. But the next time someone who doesn't like you sends you a fruitcake, wait before you pass it on. Because it could be a fruitcake, but it could also be one of... Okay, let me have the echo again. Garfield's Tales of Scary Stuff. I love that.